Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Field Goals Podcast. I'm Brandon Schultz. After the 28-21 win over the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday, Pete Carroll was up at the podium on Monday talking about what he expects from this Rams matchup, as well as providing some insights and injury updates. And let's start out with his comments on the Cardinals-Rams game from this past weekend, which saw Arizona winning 37-20.
It was a wide open game. Both teams were chucking it, and it was an exciting football game to watch. Big plays on both sides, and really the Cardinals just kept on moving it and just kept making things happen. And turned out that was a terrific win for them. And it was, they were ahead the whole time and really held on to it and played great with the lead and all of that. Against, you know, last year's best defense in the NFL, you know, so that's a big statement for them. This division is going to be, I hope we'll be part of making this really wild. And yesterday's game was good for us, and of course, but it was hard fought. Theirs was. All of these games are going to be really exciting as we go through the schedule. That was one game, and the Cardinals had a big day, and you got to give it to them.
Carroll touched on how different he thinks this Rams offense is with Matthew Stafford as opposed to Jared Goff.
Well, the system is really basically the same with different emphasis in terms of how much they're doing stuff, some stuff, but it's basically the same plays and all. Big, tall, hard throwing quarterback is what both those guys are, and very similar in when you look at the game. But I think you can tell that the coaches are really trusting Matthew and really giving him a lot of latitude to throw the ball a lot and spread the field, it's obvious that they really are excited about what he contributes. He's seeing a terrific scheme. He's seeing excellent receivers. The pass protection, he's been sacked three times in four games. That's quarterback's dream. So they're off to a terrific start, and it looks really like it was a great move to get him. Yeah, I think he's uplifted their program, it seems, and they're excited about it.
And wrapping up his comments on the Rams, Coach Carroll spoke about the insight Shane Waldron has been able to provide about the McVay offense.
We've been talking about it, the whole time and really all aspects. So we really couldn't have more help in that regard, And so that doesn't mean that, it shows, but we do have a lot of insight. And of course they have too, they've got theirs because, he's as close to those guys, been with those guys a lot longer than he's been with us. So it's a factor in some regard. I don't know where it fits and we'll see, but, we have a lot of respect for what they do. Obviously so much that we brought it here, it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Moving on to players returning from injury. Coach Carroll spoke about whether or not Trey Brown will make his Seahawks debut this week after being taken off IR.
I'm not in anticipation of that. I'm just, he could, so we'll see what happens. The practice format this week is not one that is set up for a guy to show his return, ability and stuff into the game. So we'll work him out hard around the practice, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But we're really, really, pleased to get him back.
Carroll also shared how Colby Parkinson did. He came off IR last week, and we saw him a little bit in the 49ers game.
Yeah, he did a nice, he didn't get the ball thrown to him, but he did a nice job blocking, and was a really the first chance we've had the opportunity to see him really kind of get in there and mix it up. And it's an area of his game that we've really called for a lot of improvement from, he was really out of the formation a lot in college and caught a lot of balls down the field and, all that, wasn't relied upon as a big blocker. So he's developing that, but he did a pretty good job in this game first time out.
Another player who came off IR last week was D. Eskridge.
he's going to practice today and go with us and work. Like, like I told you, he practiced really well last week. We're going to watch and see how he handles the work. And, you know, whenever you're coming back from concussion stuff, it's really sensitive and critical that we do it right. And so, we're going to keep protecting him until there's no signs, no nothing. He feels good, is ready to run and all that kind of stuff. We just got to see how he takes to the workload and see what he's like after the practice and really take it one day at a time. So we're looking after him very carefully and want to make sure that we do the right thing.
Pete also shared some good news about Gerald Everett, who tested negative for COVID-19 on Monday. He needs one more negative test to return to practice and be eligible to play on Thursday.
Well, at this point, you know, we're saying there's a chance. And he had a good report today, but the report tomorrow is really the crucial one. He's testing locally and he's testing the PCR test down south. So we'll know more tomorrow, and then it'll take another day before we'll have a chance to know if he has a chance. But at this point, you're saying there's a chance. Yeah, he's got one.
One player who is regressing injury-wise is running back Rashad Penny. Here is why he was shifted over to the injured reserve.
No, he didn't have a setback. It's just coming along. It's really, we want to make sure that he's back and stays back. We know we got a long haul ahead of us. And so that and just making roster moves, you know, to keep us moving forward. That was the decision we made.
Finally, just an interesting tidbit from the end of the press conference here. The Seahawks are currently around a 90% touchdown rate in the red zone. And they went 4-for-4 against San Francisco this last week. Here's what Coach Carroll had to say about why the Seahawks have been so successful inside the 20 on offense.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the quarterback. If you watch, you know, and you look at the young quarterbacks trying to function down there, the elements that change down there make the game different. And the teams are so good and they move so well. There's so little room for error down there that young quarterbacks can struggle in that situation. That's why you try to run the ball with those guys to keep them out of the throwing situations. And as coverages change and concepts adjust and all of that. So it does take experience, and it also takes playmaking ability, which, you know, Russell's uncanny movement skills that give him another chance and another look at stuff is really, really hard to defend. And then just his experience, you know, and the style of throws that he's good at, and us connecting that, knowing his receivers and what they're good at, because, you know, mannerisms and characteristics of individual players down there tend to stand out more so. Big receivers, you know, tough runners, you know, guys that can get open, you know, in short areas. I mean, all that. There's a lot of elements down there. And so Russ just happens to be really good at it. He takes great pride in it. He's had great experience. I mean, I'd go all the way back to the first time we were in the red zone to win a game at the Cardinals, in that opening game years ago, in his first game. You know, we got, I think we had 3 or 4 shots from the 7-yard line or something like that. And, you know, that's now I know, you know, when we get down there, there's a really good chance he's going to figure it out and find a way to get in the end zone, whether he's got to run it or throw it, or we got to run it to do it. And he's just the best he's been. So there's a lot that goes into it.
And because of the short week, we do get a Tuesday injury report. Unfortunately, D. Eskridge did not participate due to his concussion. Running back Chris Carson also did not participate due to a neck injury. Daryl Taylor was limited, along with Carlos Dunlap with his toe. DK Metcalf limited with a foot injury. But some good news, Brandon Shell was a full participant, along with Jamarco Jones, Penny Hart, Jamal Adams, Benson Mayoa, Cody Barton, and Marquise Blair. Some players to watch for the Rams: Daryl Henderson was a limited participant, along with safety Taylor Rapp, tight end Tyler Higbee, and tight end Johnny Munt. That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. You can follow him on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. Be sure to head on over to fieldgoals.com. John P. Gilbert's got a salary cap article regarding the performance of Alex Collins, the unheralded player of the game for week 4. John Fraley has that for you. So head on over to fieldgoals.com to check that out. And coming up later today, we will have our What If preview of the Rams and the Seahawks. Going to be doing that with Phil Leidick and Clinton Bonner. That's going to be your Rams preview with this short week. I can't cram in all the normal episodes, so some had to drop off with the short week. Also, new episode of the Seahawkers podcast up if you want to check that out, seahawkerspodcast.com. Can't wait to watch this one, though. Going to be fun to watch it under the lights and out there in the neon green uniforms. And again, check out the episode later today, What If, with Clinton Bonner and Phil Leidick. And until then, go Hawks.